The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Jerome joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Jerome. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Jerome?
My sister, God bless her, she is in love with an inmate.
Like a prison inmate?
Yes, a prison inmate. She's been writing this guy. She's like all head over heels now with him and stuff. She goes to try and see him like a couple times a month.
Hold on, wait a minute. Is this, she met him while he was an inmate, or her boyfriend got busted and went to jail?
Started pen-palling this guy after he was in jail. She never knew him.
Now she's in love with him?
What?
Yes. I don't even know all of the details of what he's in for.
Okay.
But I think it's something ugly.
And all right. Well, Jerome, it sounds like she, you know, I'm not sure what your problem is.
Oh, my God.
I know those guys.
Oh.
I know specifically that they reach out for people who are vulnerable, you know, just so they can try and get something happening when they get out on the outside.
Right.
Oh, all right. So you think that your sister's being taken advantage of?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's your sister's name?
Alicia.
All right, let's call Alicia and find out what's going on. You ready?
Hello?
Alicia.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Alicia?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking. by the way, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Alicia.
Oh, my God. What? Really? No.
Yeah, we've got... Oh, and we've got your brother on the phone, too, Jerome.
Hey, Lee.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Why?
Why? Crazy. I know, right? And this was like a family reunion on the radio. well, actually, Jerome called us because he was concerned about you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's worried about the dude that you're dating that's in jail.
Yeah, he doesn't like that you're in love with an inmate.
Jerome, really? So I wouldn't. I mean, we're not in love, but we do have a relationship. We write to each other all the time.
Uh-huh.
He's a good dude. He's a very good dude.
He's a good dude, and okay.
Despite having some legal issues and being locked up, but he's a good dude.
Despite the fact that he's in prison right now.
Right.
What did he do to get locked up? Do you know?
He was selling drugs.
Must have been a lot of drugs if he's in prison.
Yeah.
he tried to run over a guy. They said he tried to run over a guy. It was just all a big misunderstanding.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
He tried to run over a guy.
Wait a minute. Was he selling drugs or was he driving cars over people? I'm not sure.
It was an issue about some money and it just got out of hand.
Oh. But,
you know.
So you... Yeah. You met him, like, before he went into jail, then?
No.
No.
No. No.
No, they started pen palling.
Oh, my God. What?
And now, okay.
How did that even happen?
When does he get out? Does he get out soon?
Soon enough.
Okay.
That means no.
All right. Well, listen, Jerome doesn't think you should be in a relationship with him. He thinks he may be trying to take advantage of you.
Jerome, you know
how
this works.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second. Believe it. It's happening. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595. Is it okay for Alicia to have a relationship with an inmate, or should she just cut him loose? Maria from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. What do you want to say about this interesting situation? The brother concerned that his sister is dating a prison inmate.
I agree with him because relationships are difficult already.
Yeah.
Survive in today's world, and it's difficult to get to know somebody when they're free and they're on the outdoors.
That's true.
I can imagine somebody that is already having an issue, that's why he's in the college, and I don't understand why would she find no other choice than dating somebody like him there.
Yeah, and I don't understand
how that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot. There's these pen pal writing programs, and these women fall in love with these like serial killers.
Oh, there's
and
pen. There's writing programs.
Yeah, I see it all the time, and like they're like visitations.
Do you
like,
have one?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I've seen it all the time.
I don't anymore. I don't want to talk about it.
Sorry.
He didn't get his stay of execution. It's hard for me, Megan. This is DJ from the West Side. Hi, DJ. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great, DJ. Well, what do you think about this whole scenario?
I think it is absolutely horrendous. I'm actually a correctional officer, and I see this go down on a daily basis. And
on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, and she has no idea what she's got herself into.
Wow, that's insane. I can't believe how often this happens.
So how do these guys in prison meet these women?
A lot of times, they'll, as sad as it is, they'll actually see them in a news report, and they'll see their picture and think that they're cute, find out. It's all public record, so they can actually go online and find what facility they're at, and they can write them.
You mean so the women will see them in the paper and then write them at the facility?
Yep, they'll actually seek them out. The crazy part is what women don't actually understand is a lot of times what happens is they end up sending, you know, it'll start off something small and then they'll end up sending them money. And then it'll go to something as crazy as, and I've seen this firsthand, where they will use the pictures that they send to these inmates as currency, because there's no money. So they use it as currency and they actually sell it to one another and use it. And they pass the pictures around because they don't have women in there.
Are we talking about like they'll send these? Wait a minute. They'll send them nude photos and the prison inmates will use them as currency?
They don't allow nude photos.
But just regular photos.
They are allowed to send in photos of, you know, a bathing suit, something like that.
Oh, my God.
They'll actually use it as currency. And a picture can go for as like $15.
Wow.
Just to hold it for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, wow. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
God,
we appreciate it.
That is so insane.
You can rent a photo of a chick in a bikini for $15 in prison. Megan, I got a great idea.
Shut up.
Do you have a bikini with you?
No.
In your car?
No, I'm not doing that ever.
A little extra income. Hey, Mark from Palm Coast. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Hey, good, Mark. What'd you want to say?
I'm all for it. I think everyone has a right to feel loved and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd probably save so much money if my wife was in jail, so I'm all for it.
Oh, my God. Are you having a bad day?
No, people are horrible in general.
No, I got, hey, thanks. Thanks.
That guy hates his life.
He spent how much? How much at Nordstrom?
Oh. Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.